The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Great to be back in the studio. Just got back in the wee hours of the morning from CPAC in Dallas, and we're going to give you a blow-by-blow of the great conversations we had down there. Had a terrific conversation with Senator Marsha Blackburn, and we'll tell you more about that a little bit later. Also, the owners of Patriot Mobile, our brand-new sponsor here on the program, and we'll tell you more about that coming up as well. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. And the live show blog over at ToddStarnes.com up and running. But we're going to start the ground. We're going to hit the ground running today, folks. Yes, even though we've only had a few hours of sleep, we have got a lot going on. And there's something very exciting happening in Cuba right now, where freedom fighters are standing in the streets. They're marching in the streets. They are embracing our flag, our national anthem. At the very moment that many American athletes are desecrating our flag, are turning their back on our national anthem, taking a knee. I always find it ironic that the freedom fighters love America while people on American soil hate our nation. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile newsmaker line, and a good friend of this program, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, is with us. Mr. Secretary, always an honor to have you on the program.
Todd, it's great to be with you today, and it's great to be with you while we're watching these patriotic, freedom-loving, anti-communist people in Cuba rise up to demand their essential freedoms. It's a glorious day.
You know, Mr. Secretary, I was reading the initial coverage out of the New York Times. First of all, I want to get your reaction. They seem to be critical of the protesters, accusing them of chanting anti-government slogans as they're marching in the streets.
Todd, sadly, the first reaction of the left to freedom movements around the world is often to support tyranny. It's a sad thing to say, but we've seen this. They don't understand. These people simply want to raise their families, practice their own faith, get jobs and work, engage in the private sector economy. That's what they're demanding. That's why they've taken to the streets today. When I saw the Biden administration's first pass, which said this was about COVID, I laughed because we know what tyranny, communism, and socialism have done to these people. That's what this is about. I designated Cuba as the state sponsor of terror. There's huge national security implications. They're just less than 100 miles off our coast. They're stealing our signals, radio signals, and communications from that place. This is an important moment, and I hope this administration will do the kinds of things that the Trump administration did to support these freedom fighters, to support these glorious patriots, to push back against communism.
And yet, for some reason, the Democrats have a hard time doing that, going back to the Obama administration, where they seem to really either turn a blind eye or, you know, in some cases, embrace the dictators who rule that country. What do you want to hear the Biden administration do? What should they be doing right now?
So I saw the president's statement from a few hours ago. It was good, but of course, no reference to the core problem. The core problem is you deny people their basic rights, their basic dignity with communism and socialism. That's why we have to fight it here at home in the same way these freedom fighters are doing so in their streets today in Havana and elsewhere in Cuba. But they're waving American flags because they know that our founding was noble. This is a special place and our freedom matter. I hope the Biden administration will relentlessly remind the world of what the Cuban leadership, the Cuban dictatorship, the communist leadership there for decades has now done to these people, and that the world will unite in support for the Cuban people. If we do that, the Cuban people will have a brighter day, the world will be safer, and there'll be another communist regime on the ash heap of history.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, a great American patriot. Mr. Secretary, you have probably seen, just like many of us, the reports of Olympic athletes who are disrespecting our flag. Should those people be representing the United States on the Olympic team?
You know, I'm a big believer in human beings' capacity to express their own views. But we should be sending athletes to America to represent our nation who understand that America is great. We can all have concerns. We can all have disagreements with our current leadership or the leadership under President Trump or whatever that may be. To watch these folks turn their back on the basic premise of America, from my perspective, is disqualified. It says that you don't understand that you're so darn lucky. You're so darn lucky that you grew up and had the chance to have American citizenship and be an American patriot and train and work and be with your family in the United States of America. This is something we ought not to tolerate on that stage at that important time where you are actually there representing the United States of America.
You know, I was at CPAC over the weekend, and I was impressed with the numbers of people that came out, but more importantly, the diversity. I have never seen such a diverse crowd at a Republican gathering. Many, many Hispanic Americans who are out there, conservatives, and they are among those, Mr. Secretary, fighting for the Republican platform and Republican ideology. How important is that, and what are you doing to help expand that big tent, as Ronald Reagan so wonderfully declared?
He did. He had it right. We have it right. The party has it right. Our ideas are for everyone. Basic equality, not equity, not equality of outcomes. The people you saw there, whatever they were, African-American, you talked about huge numbers of Hispanics being there. They want a chance to be American. They want a chance to work and raise their families and practice their faith, right? A lot of Catholic Hispanics in Texas. These are the things they want. Our party stands for that. It doesn't surprise me one bit, Todd, that there was that kind of diversity at that event. I see it everywhere I go. I'm traveling this week to New York and then to Iowa and to Missouri for a big event in Southwest Missouri. We'll have a couple thousand people there, I expect. I expect we'll see very diverse audiences there too, all seeking to advance this conservative set of ideas that have served our country so well for 245 years now.
Well, Mr. Secretary, we appreciate the great work you're doing for America. And again, it's not about a person. It's about the platform. It's about the ideology, what we believe. And you're out there. You're fighting the good fight. You're just an incredibly loyal member of the Trump administration. And we're excited for the future and what you're going to be doing for this great country.
Well, bless you, Todd. Thank you. Let's pray for the Cuban people today that they have continued courage and strength, and that the world and the United States in particular supports their efforts. Thanks, Todd, for having me on today.
Well said. All right, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo starting off today's program, ladies and gentlemen, great American patriot. And you heard him say that we need to be praying for the Cuban freedom fighters. You know, the mainstream media here, they're trying to portray this as, oh, they're upset because they don't have electricity, they don't have cars, they want this, they want that. This is really about the China virus. No, that's not what it's about. As a matter of fact, there is new video that just came out a few moments ago showing hundreds of people marching and staging protests directly outside Communist Party headquarters there in Havana, Cuba. So do not believe the narrative coming out of the mainstream media. You've got to see it for your own eyes. The people of Cuba are fed up. They've had it. And they've seen our former Democrat presidents like Barack Hussein Obama literally embrace people like the Castros. People who are evil dictators, tyrants who murdered hundreds, if not thousands of people and imprisoned their political enemies and their political opponents. As a matter of fact, some people might say that the Biden administration is taking a page from Castro by imprisoning his political enemies. Hashtag January the 6th. So look, we've got a lot going on today. We're going to be opening up the phone lines. And I'm telling you, folks, what happened over the weekend, and we're going to get into more of this with what happened at CPAC. I am so encouraged by the direction of this country, and it's not because of Donald Trump. It's because of we the people. We are starting to rise up. We're starting to embrace this idea that we're going to have to fight every single day for our freedom in this country. And we'll even, I'll tell you a little bit about the speech I delivered Saturday. We had a great time. It was just an incredible moment to meet so many of our great friends and listeners around this country. All right, we do have to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number, our website, toddstearns.com. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
I'm sure I'm not the only one who's noticed it, but the state of our great nation has changed, and with it, so has the world's rock-solid confidence in the U.S. dollar. Thanks to our government's out-of-control spending, many believe we will see dark days ahead for the dollar. And that's why now, more than ever, I recommend you diversify with gold and silver. And the only company I recommend is American Hartford Gold. They sell physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA, and they make it so easy. They are the highest-rated firm in the country with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. And if you call them right now, they're going to give you up to $1,500 of free silver on your first order. So don't wait. Call them right now, folks. Call 855-913-1133. That's 855-913-1133. Or text Todd to 65532. That's 855-913-1133 or text Todd to 65532. All right, a little bit of breaking news for you folks down in Louisiana. Pay attention, KPEL and KROF listeners. Former Louisiana Governor Edwin Edwards has passed away. He was 93 years old. He was a colorful character in Louisiana politics. And some of his famous quotes we can't repeat on the radio, but certainly our prayers are with the Edwards family there. Edwin Edwards, dead at the age of 93. Folks, wow, what an incredible weekend. And we had a long road trip. By the way, thank you for the great mixtape that you put together for us. We played a lot of your songs, and including, as a matter of fact, we were playing Jerry Reed's Eastbound and Down as we were passing through Texarkana, which is a great song. Grace is shaking her head, but trust me, it was a great song. But anyway, we had a terrific time, and there are about 4,000 people there, a lot of patriots in the mix, and a lot of Trump fans. We were not able to be at the Trump rally because I was speaking at a church to the west of Fort Worth, Texas, Willow Park Baptist Church, and we had a wonderful worship service and met a lot of our listeners there on the Big Talker in Dallas, AM 1160, and hello to all of our great listeners out there. But we had to leave the hotel around, I don't know, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. And there was already a line out the door of people waiting to get in to see Donald Trump, who was speaking at, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So the straw poll comes out. Trump, of course, is the top vote-getter, 70% of the vote. And if you take Trump out of the equation, Ron DeSantis is the number two guy there. But I'm telling you, I saw that Donald Trump is still in control of the Republican Party. That's what I saw. Now, the RNC may think otherwise, but I saw a man who is still in charge of the party and voters who still believe he is in charge of the party, and that's even more important. So I'm curious, many of you listening to this program, are you of the belief that Trump is still in control of the party? Because what I'm seeing here, folks, this guy's running. He's running for the 2024 race. So you can, for better or for worse, this guy is going to run. That's where all of this is leading up to. And he's loving every single minute of it. That guy, President Trump, had so much fun during that speech yesterday. And the crowd loved it. As a matter of fact, he did a couple of them, or the dance moves during the YMCA song, and the crowd went nuts. They went nuts. And back to the diversity factor, and I mentioned this with Secretary Pompeo. There was a huge, huge Hispanic crowd there. A lot of Latinos in the mix. And they're all conservative. They're disgusted by what's happening with the border. And by the way, they are disgusted with how Texas Governor Greg Abbott is running his state. And we're going to get into more of this a little bit later on. But I want you to, real quick here, I had lunch yesterday afternoon with some conservatives who are political operatives. We went out to the beautiful Joe T. Garcia's restaurant there in Fort Worth, Texas. And as the, as we were feasting on the enchiladas and the Tex-Mex, they were telling me that the Republican base has abandoned Greg Abbott. And this is a big deal. So it's, and again, it's not anything to do with abandoning Republicans or the ideology. They're fed up with Greg Abbott, and they don't like the job he's been doing. So we're going to get into that a little bit later on today. But I want to go to back to something. There was a big controversy involving the Caitlyn Jenner, the Jenner formerly known as Bruce. And as is the case here, with a lot of these political rallies, you got a bunch of yahoos out there. I mean, you got 4,000 people. Somebody's going to be an egghead. Somebody's going to say something that will be offensive. And, you know, that becomes the headline of the event. So anyway, we were at the Todd Starnes Show booth, and man, did Matt Schlapp hook us up. We had the best seat on all of Broadcast Row. Well, almost, because the CNN people were right next to us. But Grace Baker, they were incognito.
You know, does that not surprise me?
Everybody had their badges and the mic flags and the banners. And then there was CNN, and they were like, you had to look. It was in tiny letters on their lapels.
That's kind of funny, actually.
So we were, but they were very well behaved. They were polite. But Grace, the booth next to us, a group called Real America News or something, I don't know, it's some TV network over the website thing. And Caitlyn Jenner was there. Now, I was giving my speech, and I'm not going to name names, but a number of conservative networks cut away from my speech. And they broadcast the interview that Real America was doing with Caitlyn Jenner, the Jenner formerly known as Bruce.
Suspicious.
And somebody actually called out and accused, or I think misgendered is the word, misgendered Caitlyn Jenner. In other words, they called Caitlyn Jenner a man. And why would they do that? Because he's a man. I'm going to answer that, Grace. I don't want you to get the hate mail.
The media matters, people.
So now all of these Republicans, including Fox News Channel's Tommy Lahren, are very upset, and they're coming to Caitlyn Jenner's defense. Here's the headline from Newsweek. Tommy Lahren, who, by the way, is a pro-abortion conservative. Tommy Lahren, and apparently a pro-trans conservative. Tommy Lahren defends Caitlyn Jenner after transphobic harassment at CPAC. Tommy Lahren has defended Caitlyn Jenner after Caitlyn Jenner was dead-named and heckled with transphobic abuse at CPAC. First of all, I didn't see any of this. As a matter of fact, I just saw that people were trying to get an interview. I heard no disparaging words. And when I came out, there was Caitlyn Jenner, the Jenner formerly known as Bruce. And they actually tried to get Caitlyn Jenner on my program. And I said, no, we're not going to do that. And I said, it has nothing to do with Caitlyn Jenner not knowing what his name is or his pronouns. That has nothing to do with it. I don't think Caitlyn Jenner's a conservative. I don't think Caitlyn Jenner's a Republican. Tommy Lahren says, hearing how some conservatives, and she put conservatives in like, you know, the air quotes, hearing how some conservatives treated Caitlyn Jenner makes my blood boil. There's no room for your hate in the America First movement. We believe in freedom, and we believe in limited government. The way she chooses to live her personal life harms you in no way. Really, do you find that to be true, ladies and gentlemen? because there are many others who are siding with Tommy Lahren here. And Tommy Lahren believes that the Republican Party should be the party of pro-abortion Americans and pro-transgender Americans. Do you agree or disagree with Tommy Lahren? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and when it comes to beef, I don't mess around. I've got to have the best 100% American beef, USDA Choice, and absolutely prime. And there's only one place to get that in the good old U.S. of A. My good friends over at Good Ranchers Steak. That's why I get my meat from GoodRanchers.com, because their product is 100% American. When you buy your steak and chicken from Good Ranchers, not only are you getting amazing meat, but you're also supporting American farms. My friends at Good Ranchers have traveled all over the U.S. of A., and they've met with the actual farmers that raise the livestock to ensure their product, the one they're sending to your table, is the very best. GoodRanchers.com safely delivers American craft beef and better than organic chicken right to your door. Buy one time, or better yet, subscribe. So stop trying to play the grocery store guessing game. Know where your meat comes from with GoodRanchers.com. Support American farmers. Go to GoodRanchers.com/Todd to get $20 off and free express shipping. That's GoodRanchers.com/Todd to get $20 off, or use the code Todd. By the way, folks, I've got to give you a huge, huge thank you. Grace Baker, we got some exciting news over the weekend that our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, written by myself and my dear friend Michelle Cox, we are now the number one Christian inspiration book in America.
Man, flying off the shelves like hot biscuits, I guess.
A lot of people wanting the biscuits, and I just want to say thank you. And the fact is, we've been able to do this, Grace, without, you know, the power of Fox News. You know, Fox News, they banned the book. We're not allowed to talk about God on Fox News. They're like, we're not welcome.
Banished.
It's terrible. But Newsmax, they've had us on two or three times. Huckabee's show over the weekend, and I have a funny story to share about this in just a second. So if I forget, remind me, because I haven't any sleep. I'm working on zero sleep right now, Grace.
Well, you've got your community coffee, right?
Yeah. No, I don't. I left it downstairs. So
Todd.
That's a hint.
Okay.
That's a clue. So anyway, thank you. And if you haven't got yourself a copy, I would encourage you to go check out toddstarnes.com, and we'll autograph a copy for you in our store. I will say this. It's a little cheaper if you go to Amazon, but we just want you to get the book. You're going to love it. So, Grace, I'm walking out of CPAC. I was in the after a full day, because once you're in the booth, you're in the booth. People are always coming up to you, and they're wanting to shake your hand and meet you and take the photos. And it was a lot of fun.
Well, when you're that popular, yeah, you're kind of stuck.
I don't want to brag. I'm just telling you, there are people that wanted to meet us. And so anyway, I finally got to go to the little Baptist room, and I washed my hands, and I'm coming out. I'm right there, about ready to come out of the men's room, and some guy comes up behind me and says, "Excuse me, Mr. Starnes." And I said, yes. And so we're sort of, it's kind of like a hallway once you're inside the men's room. So you're like, so you're not like in the right there. This did not happen right at like, you know,
sure,
the stall, or it would have been really awkward.
Yeah.
But the guy goes, "You know, Mr. Starnes, I want to let you know something. I was in bed with my wife last night, and she was reading your book, and she was laughing hysterically. And I at first I said, well, do we need to take the conversation out of the men's room here? But he said, that's awesome. He goes, I'm not a big fan of devotions, but I started reading the book, and this is really good stuff.
Well, look at that. You never know the conversations you're going to have in, I guess, the bathroom hallway.
You never know. So anyway, we're at the church yesterday, beautiful church, wonderful people. We're way out past Fort Worth. We're like 30 minutes past Fort Worth, Texas. And there were, I guess, about 1,000, 1,200 people there, Grace. And this woman comes up to me, and this elderly lady, and her eyes were just as big as saucers. And she says, "Oh, it's you." And I said, "It's me." She goes, "Oh, you were on Huckabee's show last night." And I said, "Yes, ma'am, I was. And now you're in the lobby of my church in Texas. How did that happen?"
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, well, you know, Delta Airlines, they get you down.
The beauty of recording.
Exactly. So we shared a good laugh about it.
That's pretty
cool. But it's really exciting to see people, you know, reading the book and having fun with it, which is what we wanted people to do.
Did you sign a lot of books at CPAC?
Well, no, but at the church, you know, they held a book signing for us after the services, and we literally ran out of books. It was like 170 books, and so we have a list now. So we're after the show, I'm going to be signing copies of the book so we can ship them back to them.
Got to go bake some more biscuits.
So all total about 200 books.
Whoa, that's a lot.
So a lot of books, a lot of books. So
now, did anyone ask where Merlo was? The dog?
Yes. So, we did have somebody ask about Merlo at CPAC, only because there was a dog. There was somebody brought their dog, and it was not a very pleasant dog. And we pointed out that, and of course, Michael Lindell TV was right around the corner from us.
Yeah.
And so I was telling people about how kind, you know, Michael Lindell is.
Yes.
You
know, Merlo
sending you the
doggy. Yes.
Yeah, sending you the
doggy bed.
The doggy bed, which is a great thing, by the way.
Oh yeah, she
and
loves
a great
it.
Product. Excellent. By the way, you know, we talk about MyPillow. I will say this, Grace. I did not, once again, hotel, great hotel. I forgot MyPillow.
Todd.
Did not sleep well. So tossed and turned.
You need a checklist.
And I wasn't happy. The pillows were just too clumpy.
Yeah, no.
Lumpy,
what you mean.
Clumpy. I don't know what, they were not comfortable. They weren't MyPillows.
No.
Folks, look, here's the reason why MyPillow is so awesome. First of all, they don't ever go flat. And I love that. I'd love a fluffy pillow. By the way, you can also wash and dry my pillows as many times as you want, and they still maintain their shape. And they're made right here in America, the good old U.S. of A. And our good friend Mike Lindell offering his premium, yes, premium pillows at his lowest price ever. We're talking about the queen size my pillow, $29.98. Normally, you would pay about $40 more. By the way, if you want a king size, it's just $5 more. Every MyPillow product comes with a 10-year warranty and a 90-day or a 60-day money-back guarantee. But you're not going to want to send it back. You're going to love this thing. So here's what I want you to do, folks. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. You're also going to get some deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets. Folks, you're going to get discounts on the MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow towel sets. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, and use my name, my last name, as your promo code. That's promo code STARNS. Or you can also call 800-839-8506. And once again, use the promo code STARNS and get yourself an incredible MyPillow. Oh, and the slippers, too. Very nice. Very nice. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. New Orleans, Miss Janice on the line. Hi, Miss Janice. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Todd. Now, I think it would have been interesting to interview Caitlin. Now, I'm not down with abortion. I mean, you know, these people that want to kill the baby and all this stuff. That's horrible. I mean, you know, you're in the 8-month, 9th month, and then have the abortion, I mean, or the baby. Some of them I know even want you to have the baby and then do it. But, oh, my God, you can't do that. That's murder. You know, you just can't do that kind of thing. But insofar as people like Caitlin, the trans community, I feel sorry for some of the people and the gay people. I don't know. I don't make fun of them. I'm not going to knock them. I don't know why a man inwardly feels that he's a woman or a woman is a man. Maybe it's something at birth. I know that the gay people don't make themselves gay. They had a man the other day on America's Got Talent last week. He was a fabulous singer. Fabulous. Loved him. But as soon as he came out on stage, I looked at him. I told my husband, I said, he's gay.
What?
And another thing that amazes me.
How would you even know that, Miss Janice? Did they have like a badge?
Yes, they do.
What? So, no, they do not.
No, no. Let me explain this to you.
He could just be a nice dresser. I don't know. I mean, come on.
No, no. You mean to tell me you have never been able to look at anyone and say they're gay?
No, I really have. I don't have that. What do they call that? The gaydar? Is that what they call it? The staff is... Yeah,
here's the thing.
I don't have the gaydar. I don't. Maybe there's an app for that.
No, this is common sense. This is common sense. I don't understand this either. You're a man. I'm a woman. My husband. I'm a female. But in the lesbian community, you've got Ellen DeGeneres. She's the male counterpart. Portia de Rossi's the female counterpart. Even in the gay community, you have your female and you have your male. Rock Hudson was the male. The guy that played Perry Mason was the male. You would never have
Raymond Burr?
They were gay.
Wait, Raymond Burr?
Raymond Burr. Yes, Raymond Burr.
Really? I am shocked. I've never heard that about Raymond Burr.
Yes, I know you are.
God rest his soul.
And the guy from the Brady Bunch. But here's the thing. Here is the deal.
Whoa. Alice? You're the man from the... Oh, the father. Okay. I think Alice was married to Sam the Butcher.
Was gay.
Robert Reed. Oh, yes.
You have your male counterpart and your female counterpart, just like we do in the heterosexual world. And that really does amaze me. So the effeminate ones, the female, yes. Yes, you can look at somebody and tell they're gay.
I need to tell.
Now, sometimes I might make a mistake. I could be off kilter a little bit. But lots of times, I'm right. Yes, the effeminate ones, they're facial. I'm going to ask Grace how to send you something. There's a child on YouTube. He does videos about makeup and stuff.
Right.
And you ought to see this kid. When he grows up, he could be a drag queen. And I'm looking at this child who's, I don't know what his age is.
I've lost control.
But I'm looking at him, and it pours all out of him. Have you never been in the French Quarter or anything in New Orleans?
No, I don't go down there. Janice, I'm a good Baptist. I really am. I don't go down to the French Quarter. Yeah. Look, but Janice, I want to bring us back. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, Miss Janice, but I want to bring this back because to me, it really doesn't matter. And the only reason they're interviewing Caitlyn Jenner is because of the circus surrounding the fact that Caitlyn Jenner now identifies as a woman. That's why. My issue is, I don't think Caitlyn Jenner is a conservative, and I don't think Caitlyn Jenner's a Republican. And it's distracting from the bigger issue, which is getting Gavin Newsom out of office, getting a Republican in the governor's mansion to try and stop the radical communist takeover of the state of California. That's the big issue for me. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what Perry Mason or the Brady Bunch. It doesn't matter to me. That is their business. It's America. They can live their lives however they want to live their lives. But then to turn around, Miss Janice, and to have folks coming out like Tommy Lahren, who is pro-abortion, say that all of a sudden, because one person at CPAC hollers out something stupid, that makes this a national story, I just have a problem with that. And that's all. Miss Janice, I hate to do this, but we've got to go. But give us a holler back one of these days. I did not know about Perry Mason. Maybe I'm living under a rock. I don't know. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. All I'm saying, folks, is that we've got to look at the big picture here. And the mainstream media, the only reason they're giving the Jenner formerly known as Bruce any airtime at all is because of the circus surrounding the transgender component here. That's what this is really ultimately all about. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
As
As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. And he didn't stop by creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for you. And that's crucial because of your busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. And Mike is making a special offer just for my listeners. You get 2-for-1 low pricing plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARTS. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but lots of other deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. All right, Ford Fairlane weighing in on the Facebook Live page. Starnes, you are a low-class POS. Oh, I don't think that's a very pleasant thing to say. Yeah, P-O-N. I got it. I got it. Lori, by the way, says hello. She was at the church there at Willow Park. Lori, good to see you. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to all of our new listeners. We have Laura from Dawson Springs, Kentucky, and Nellie from Illinois. By the way, Jory from Arizona sent us a big supply of coffee candy. She says, Todd, you need to eat a lot of the coffee candy today. It has 3 milligrams of coffee in each delicious candy. That was good candy, by the way, Grace Baker.
I was going to say, I think that's all gone now. I think we ate it all.
And the general consensus, by the way, is that Raymond Burr from the original Perry Mason was, in fact, gay.
There you go.
But I have no personal knowledge of that. So, you know, it is what it is. Why do I care? I don't care. Did Miss Janice call back? I saw she did.
Oh, yeah. She was just, you know, we just chat sometimes. You know, girl stuff.
Hey, whatever. I just go ahead. Don't mind me. You're on the clock, though. Did you clock out? I mean, if you're taking personal calls.
It's kind of work-related.
All right.
We're talking politics.
All right. All right. Very good. Hey, by the way, I want to throw an idea out there, ladies and gentlemen. My morning commentary, I was writing about this. You know, as much as I think that the Biden administration is the big problem with America right now, I don't think that's it. I think there's something bigger going on here in the country, and I'm curious to get your take on this. I mean, I think the problem is us. I think that we have become complacent. We have become lazy. We have become wusses. And let me explain what I'm talking about here. How many of our fellow citizens no longer feel comfortable speaking their minds? You know, they disagree with something that they see. They don't want to say anything because they don't want to offend the cancel culture mob. So they just stay quiet. They don't want to get involved anymore. Then when you look at all these people out there, and I'm telling you, it was so hard to find a restaurant in Dallas because nobody wants to work. People would rather stay at home, sit on their behinds, and get a check from the government instead of putting in a long, hard day's work. And don't even get me started about all the people who are still wearing the face masks. One of the most beautiful things about CPAC, I just saw, as far as the eye could see, facial nudity. It was a beautiful thing. So what's really going on here? I'm telling you, this work thing drives me bonkers because talk about a bee in my bonnet, it's lazy people. And Americans, we're hardworking people. You know how the Europeans are. We used to laugh at them. What, they work 3 days and then they go on a holiday? I mean, no wonder we had to pull their fat out of the fire and not one but two world wars because they're lazy. They're weak. Even south of the border, they take a siesta after lunchtime, a 3-hour lunch. We don't even take a lunch here at the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We have work to do. But I'm telling you, folks, if this trend continues and we raise another generation of lazy people, who don't want to work. They want a handout from the government. We're hosed. So here's where I think all of this is going. I think that the Biden administration is slowly but surely conditioning us to rely on the government for everything. For everything. That's what the China virus pandemic, I think, is really all about here. Slowly but surely, we are conditioning ourselves, whether it is a monthly paycheck, whether it's health care, whether it's food or clothing, it all comes from the government, Uncle Sam. And when that day comes, the day that we are completely reliant on the federal government, that's when the other shoe drops. You say, Tom, what's the other shoe? The other shoe is something called Venezuela. That's when the land of the free, the home of the brave, we become a godless socialist nation. That's where all of this ends up. So my question is, what are you doing, moms and dads? What are you doing, grandmas and grandpas, to make sure that your youngsters know what a hard day's work is really all about? You know, we were talking about this over lunch yesterday at delicious Joe T. Garcia's, one of the best Tex-Mex restaurants in America. Family-owned, by the way. Family-owned. And when I looked around, I saw a bunch of kids that were bussing tables, that were taking orders, that were working up a sweat, doing what Americans ought to be doing. So the question is, how do we get Americans back to work? How do we stop this very dangerous trend? Because this, ladies and gentlemen, they're not talking about it. Everybody's focused on other stuff, CRT, which I get, the border, I get, big issues. But I think the biggest is this right here. We're becoming lazy. Do you agree, disagree? Give us a call. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Hour two underway. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. I normally give Governor Mike Huckabee a big intro, but I've got to tell you, Governor, I've got to tell you what happened over the weekend. We decided to drive from Memphis to Dallas for CPAC, and we were trying to find a place to grab food, and there was the sign on the road, Hope, and we said we got to stop in Hope, Arkansas,
and you did.
We did. The only place that was open was a McDonald's, but we also got gas there in your honor. So it's.
Did you get gas at McDonald's eating there? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, we did, and Febreze. So anyway, we paid homage to you, Governor. Is what I'm trying to say. You've ruined a beautiful moment. What would have been a beautiful radio moment. So last over the weekend, by the way, we did CPAC, Governor, and then Sunday we were at Willow Park Baptist Church, which is outside of Fort Worth. We were doing a book signing, and this sweet grandma comes up to us in the lobby of the church. Her eyes were as big as saucers, and she says, wait a second. I just saw you on my TV last night with Governor Huckabee, and now you're here in my church. What's going on? And she was a big fan of yours, and I told her we would tell you hello.
Well, that is very sweet. We loved having you on the show. We had a great time, and you were just a wonderful guest talking about your book, Our Daily Biscuit. People loved it, and I hope you sell a lot of those books from the appearance on the TVN show.
Governor, thanks to you, we are now the number one Christian inspiration book in America. And that was because of it happened right after the show. So we give you all the credit. But I got to tell you, Wynonna stole the show. She was amazing.
She's such a sweetheart. You know, you never know what she's going to say or do. And it's one of the things I love about her. She's the most unpretentious and unpredictable person, but she's a sweetheart, and I just love being around her because it's not like you can predict what the next moment is going to be, but she's a lovely person, and my goodness, what a voice.
Wow. Oh, yeah, she and her husband, Cactus, is the husband's just beautiful music during the show. Beautiful.
Well, we were honored to have you there. Hope you come back. And I'm very happy that the show helped propel the book to number one. It deserves to be. It's a great, great devotional book. And I think people, you know, here I am plugging your book on your show. You can do it without my help. But if people haven't gotten it yet, I hope they do, because it's just a fun, typical Todd Starnes kind of book with a great Southern tinge to it that really endears me a lot.
Well, you're kind to say that. I have to tell you, I loved the interview you did with Rick Santorum, but the better conversation happened back in your green room, which is one of the best green rooms in all of television. I went back, and my cousin and her husband from North Mississippi, he was showing them pictures of the cicadas that had inundated his home, and they were having a long, drawn-out conversation about cicadas.
We may have should have put that on air. That might have been entertaining.
You know, Governor, we, again, just coming back from CPAC, and what really impressed me about the gathering was the diversity of the crowd. A lot of Latinos in the audience, and they are – it's about President Trump, but I think it really is about the ideology and the Republican Party platform that's bringing people into this great, beautiful party.
There's no doubt in my mind, Todd, that while a lot of people certainly continue to love and support Donald Trump, if he runs again, I mean, the straw poll of CPAC pretty well confirms this. Over 70% of the people said, you know, he's their first choice. So there's no doubt that people still are grateful to him on a personal level. But it was always more than anything about the policies of putting America first, saying no to China, telling Europe they're going to have to pay their fair share on NATO. The beautiful thing that the media will never, ever acknowledge is that he delivered on his promises. The European nations did pony up more money for NATO, making it stronger, not weaker. His pushback on China helped propel American jobs and American wages in a way that no other administration, not even the Republican administrations, had ever done. The breakthroughs in the Middle East peace process, the cutting of taxes and regulations that really did just have a supercharging aspect to our economy. Put all that stuff together, and that's what people appreciate. Hardcore working class people finally got relief and a boost under President Trump. And if people just could remember a year ago, what were they paying for gasoline a year ago? And what are they paying now? And what's different? Joe Biden is president, and he hates fossil fuels, and he killed Keystone XL pipeline while giving Russia their own pipeline, and that's why they're paying more prices.
No doubt about it. Again, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Governor Mike Huckabee. You know, Governor, I think there's also, and look, you've been a lifetime Republican, longtime Republican. I think there's been a shift back to what it really means to be a Republican, and I think President Trump deserves some credit for really refocusing all of us on those big issues that are going to attract, you know, much more diversity to the party.
Well, Republicans have historically been a party that believes in lower taxes, more free enterprise, a free market capitalism. There were people who thought that President Trump was anti-market because he put tariffs, but it wasn't because he loved tariffs. He loved equality, he loved freedom, he loved fairness. And so his whole point was, hey, China, if you're going to cheat, if you're going to charge us for what we're doing, we'll put tariffs on you. Well, that forces a real equilibrium to the marketplace. So he was a free trade guy, but he's a fair trade guy. And we were being played as chumps for so long, and Trump finally stepped up and punched back, and thank goodness he did.
Well, amen to that. Governor, what's coming up on the big show this weekend?
Well, we're going to have a great show with Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee. We'll talk about the fact that a lot of immigrants are being taken from the border and flown all over the country in the middle of the night, including to places like her state, Tennessee. Kurt Schlichter from Town Hall, who's one of my favorite writers, a funny guy, will be with us. And the granddaughter of Loretta Lynn is going to be great. Taylor Lynn will be singing some of her grandmother's great songs. So she's going to be our musical guest. And of course, we always have some surprises, which we will have this weekend as well.
Love it. Well, it's a terrific show. And you got a lot of fans there in Willow Park Baptist Church in Texas, Governor. And I have never heard a Texas swing praise and worship band before, but man, was it amazing. And even met the granddaughter of the guy who wrote Victory in Jesus, who's a member of the church and happens to be the pastor's assistant.
Wow. I guess if it's Texas swing style music, they call themselves Bob Wilson, the Texas Pray Boys.
Well played, Governor. Well played. All right, Governor Mike Huckabee, ladies and gentlemen. Governor, always good having you on the show.
Talk to you later.
All right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was a fun trip. And we actually posted some Facebook Live video, and the pastor saw. I was trying to be in, you know, just kind of incognito about it, but I want you guys to get a little flavor of what church is like in other parts of the country. And so the pastor got up and he saw what I was doing, and he gets up on the stage and he goes, "I just want you to know, Todd Starnes was broadcasting our praise and worship service, and I was trying to sing out and belt out the song," and he leans over and he says, "Pastor, if you don't mind, please stop singing." And he was giving me the good one for us. But it was a great time, and we had a terrific visit. By the way, Winona, I got to tell you the story, Grace. So Winona was, when she came out for the Huckabee taping, she the governor made mention, and you, if you saw the show over the weekend, you saw this. He said, "Well, you seem to be really well relaxed and sort of mellow," and she says it's because of the CBD. You know, the medical marijuana.
Yes.
And so she starts waving her hands in the air like she's at like a Hillsong church worship service, you know, and she was saying, "CBD, CBD, CBD,
what?
CBD. I know it, just over and over again. And I didn't know if we were supposed to, at that point, we were in the back of the audience watching. I wanted to go out and see the performance. And I didn't know if we were supposed to start chanting along with her or what. But then she looks down and she realizes that she had come out on the stage without her shoes.
Oh, no.
It's a CBD. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? But the governor, very kind words about our daily biscuit, and it was really encouraging, because this was a funny moment at one of the book signings. So because I'm there and I will stay there and sign every single book, and so one of the guys came out and he bought the book and he did not want to have it signed. So we were like, "Hey, no problem." You know, and so he goes and gets in the pickup truck with his wife. And a few minutes later, he comes back in and he says, "My wife wants the autograph." So, you know, she was like, "Wait a second, where's his name?
My gosh.
Happy wife.
Happy life.
That's it.
It's true.
All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Oh, I got to tell you, that was a beautiful sight over the weekend at the big UFC. Was it UFC 264? Conor McGregor, they called the fight. The doctor called the fight. What? McGregor broke his leg, had a lower leg injury. Did you see Joe Rogan, by the way? I mean, the poor guy, poor McGregor, he's got to be in pain. I know something about this because I'm dealing with a lower leg injury. The fight just got called. And so what? Joe Rogan is just down there on the mat trying to interview the guy, and it's like, "Dude, leave me alone. I need a nurse. Are you a nurse? Can you put my leg back together? No, then get out of here." But Conor McGregor was still a gracious man. Anyway, all these people, President Trump was there front row, and the whole crowd just exploded, cheered, as the president made his way to ringside. And Mel Gibson was there. We have this video. And you got to look real close, but you can see Mel Gibson. He's in the audience. And when Trump is coming down, Mel Gibson is saluting the commander-in-chief, the former commander-in-chief. It was a beautiful moment. So over the weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia, the culture jihadists were at it again. And I just want to say something, and I hope this triggers the leftists who are listening to this program. But if you believe that Confederate statues should be torn down, if you believe that books should be banned, if you believe that music and movies should be censored, then you are no better than the Islamic radicals who are invading countries in the Middle East and killing people. You're no better than them. You know, back years ago when I started working on my book, Culture Jihad, I wrote about how the Islamic radicals, when they were coming into a country, the first thing they would do is target the cultural centers, and they would literally turn the museums into piles of rubble. They would burn the books. They would do whatever they could to eradicate that country's history. And the same thing is happening right now in this nation, where you have these radical culture jihadists, and they are going city to city, town to town, and they are literally turning our history into rubble. So over the weekend, you had a bunch of government leaders go out there and tear down the statue of Robert E. Lee. They tore down the statue of Stonewall Jackson. We have the story, and we have videos up on our website, toddstarns.com. The mayor of Charlottesville, Virginia, who is a radical leftist by the name of Nakuya Walker, said this is one small step forward to accurately teaching history and dismantling white supremacy. How could that possibly be the case, ladies and gentlemen, when they're trying to eradicate that history? And what specifically about Robert E. Lee screams white supremacy? What exactly? So now the statues are gone. And they seem to believe, the left seems to believe, that the problem with America, the reason why black people are killing black people, is because of the statues of Robert E. Lee. That's the way it is here in Memphis, Tennessee, where we broadcast this radio program from. Our city is controlled by culture jihadists, led by the chief jihadist, a guy by the name of Jim Strickland. He is the mayor of our city. And he hates history. And this man led the charge to have most of the Confederate statues destroyed here in the city of Memphis. Jim Strickland is his name. And there are other goons out there and thugs and thugettes. One of the largest thugettes, her name is Commissioner Tammy Sawyer, and she's got this goon squad, and they are basically bullying and badgering the city leaders, even though she is a leader an elected leader, lawmaker. She's out there leading this charge. I mean, it got so bad here in Memphis that they actually successfully dug up the dead body of a Confederate war general and had that body removed from a public park. I mean, they desecrated a gravesite. Now, for me, this is about history. And I've got a big problem when you're going in and you're tearing down statues. I would much rather they erect more statues of Americans. But now what they're doing is, and they're not being honest about this, and they ought to be honest. They should be honest. I would respect Commissioner Tammy Sawyer, the thuggette, and Mayor Jim Strickland, the thug. I would respect those two more if they were just honest with people. If they would come out and say, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, here's what's going on. We're going to rename every street named after a white person. Any statue, any building honoring a white person, we're just going to take that down. All right? Because we don't want anyone to be triggered by the name of someone who might possibly be associated with the Civil War or with slavery. I would respect them more if they did that, but they're not going to go out there and do that. They don't want to be that obvious. But that's ultimately what's happening here, and it's happening in cities all over America. Anything named after a white person is being removed. And many of you may be shaking your head right now. Well, there goes Tarnge with the hyperbole. No, 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 it's true. As a matter of fact, in San Francisco at the Museum of Modern Art, the curator, a liberal, had to resign because he refused to take down. They actually told him, you've got to take down all the paintings by the white people. Now, these people weren't even associated with the Civil War. They just happened to be white. But that's what's going on here. And sooner or later, and probably more so sooner, you will see people finally coming out and saying, hey, look, this is, look, folks, you know, you white folks, you've had your chance here. We're renaming all the streets named after you, all the buildings, all the monuments, all the paintings and the films. Yeah, they're all coming down. It's a new day in America. But they don't want to say that, but that's what's really going on. And nobody's going to tell you that, but that's what's really going on here. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Tom Stern Show. Remember that the gay choir, San Francisco Gay Chorus? They had hundreds of gay men singing in perfect harmony about wanting to groom your children. They said, we're coming for your children. We're coming for your children. Do we have the, let's play some of the song. Let's let people listen for themselves.
As we celebrate pride on the progress we've made over these past years, there's still work to be done. So to those of you out there who are still working against equal rights, we have a message for you. You think we're sinful? You fight against our rights. You say we all lead lives you can't respect. But you're just frightened. You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Funny, just this once, you're correct. We'll convert your children. Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep him from disco, warn about San Francisco, make him wear pleated pants, we don't care. We'll convert your children. We'll make them tolerant and fair.
At first, I didn't get why you'd be so scared of us turning your children into accepting, caring people.
Now, I want you to keep playing this, and I want to ask you a question, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to keep playing this. Now, the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus is now saying, oh, this is all satire. This is a parody bit that they really don't mean anything by it. And as you continue to listen, I want you to ask yourself a question. Do you think this is parody? Do you really think this is satire? Let's continue to listen here. A little pitchy there.
We'll convert your children. Yes, we will.
Reaching one and all, there's really no escaping it.
Because even Grandma likes RuPaul.
And the world's getting kinder. Gen Z's gayer than Grindr.
Learn to love, learn to vogue, face your fate. Convert your children. Someone's gotta teach them not to hate. We're coming for
now. Here come all of the gay men. They're coming out of all the corners, creeping up out of the gutters. Oh, they're coming for you, kids. Like that creepy clown movie. Okay, enough of this. I'm already creeped out. Grace Baker, Grace, you are a fair arbiter here on the Todd Stearns radio program. You keep me on the straight and narrow, if you will.
Todd, why did you do that to me?
So, did you hear, they're saying this was parody, this was satire.
Of what?
I don't know. I mean, you heard the intro. It wasn't like a wink-wink or...
No.
This was a message for the gay community.
I don't think it was a parody. The only thing I could, I'm trying to understand their logic, maybe that people think that gay people are scary. And I don't know. I really don't.
The Gay Men's Chorus is now, they're claiming to be the victims here.
Oh, God.
And they have posted a statement on their website saying that the song is meant to be taken as tongue-in-cheek humor.
You've got to be more obvious than that, bud.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't think the tongue is going in the cheek. I'm just going to say.
Ew, Dad.
I'm just saying.
It's only Monday. I'm trying to keep you on the tracks.
No, these people are sickos. That's what it is. They're perverts. And they're predators. I see nothing. Grace, I went back. You know, they pulled the video. And yes. Here's my thing. Okay, fine. If it's a parody, why pull the video?
Yeah, why not double down?
Why not double down and post an update saying, hey, guys, this is tongue-in-cheek. Or wherever else they're going to put the tongue. It doesn't matter. Grace, you okay there?
That wasn't me.
It's terrible.
That was producer Kyle.
And by the way, now they say they're getting death threats. And I'm not surprised people are very upset about this. I mean, this is a terrifying thing for a lot of moms and dads to see a couple of hundred grown men saying, we are going to come after your children.
It's terrible.
It is terrible. I'm just curious. Our audience, you heard this. As a matter of fact, we were among the first to alert you to this story, thanks to one of our San Francisco listeners who said, Todd, you're not going to believe what they're doing out here.
Gosh.
I mean, you've got parents locking their kids in the house. They don't want them playing outside because you don't know if a caravan of the Gay Men's Chorus is going to be roaming through the neighborhood.
This isn't the first. I mean, they
Hey, kid, want to sing in the tenor section?
Oh, geez.
No, it's possible. You don't know.
Don't talk to strangers.
I mean, moms and dads, they do not know. So no. I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, do you believe that they were joking? They were just joshing. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So now they're trying to make all the conservatives the bad guys. They're trying to say that we're making a mountain out of a molehill, if you will. But I don't think so. I say we take these singers at their word. That's what I say. All right. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. And I was going to play it. I was going to play an interview, and we're going to have to do this because I have blown past our time here, producer Kyle. So just bear with me for just a moment here. We were going to have Bill Haggerty. We will move that interview if we can to the next hour of the program. But this is a big deal because I'm sick and tired of these LGBT activists. And, you know, we had a gay caller phone into the show last week. Say, Todd, we don't feel like this. But you've got these organizations out there like the Gay Men's Chorus. And clearly they are wanting to groom the next generation. And anybody who has a problem with that, all of a sudden you become the bad guy. Over the weekend, there was an LA Times editorial about the We Spa. You just have to understand what's happening in our culture right now. So the We Spa, we told you about this a few weeks ago. Women were taking a nap. They were in the spa. They were getting their spa treatments, whatever you women do in the spa. I have no idea. You put the cucumber slices on the eyeballs.
The aromatherapy.
And the mud packs.
Yeah.
And you probably eat the little dainty sandwiches, like with the crust cut off. And the
little drinks with the little umbrellas.
So the LA Times, so you've got the women out there,
We've set the scene.
We've set the scene. So they're having a wonderful time. Little girls are there. And so then a man who says he's a woman, no, I don't know if it was Caitlyn, I don't know, I don't think it was Caitlyn Jenner. I don't think it was. Anyway, a man who said he was a woman walks into the lady spa and he disrobes. And according to the testimony of the woman who is now leading the charge against us, an African-American woman, she said the man disrobed butt naked in front of little girls and grown women who were in the spa. She said that she said, I'm trying to figure out a nice way to say this on the radio, but it was very clear that the gentleman was excited to be in the room with the women, and I will just leave it at that. This was the testimony from the African-American woman. Am I doing okay, Grace?
Yeah, I'm just cringing every time you say a word because I'm afraid what's going to come out.
Well, no, I'm trying to be very careful here.
You have to be.
But again, I think it's important for, and again, you're going to have a grandma. Oh, my word. I can't believe he just described it like that. Oh, my word. What is he doing? But the reality is there was a little girl, multiple little girls in the spa, and they saw that. And they should not have to see that. So the LA Times does an editorial. They write an editorial about this, and they're defending the man. As a matter of fact, the Los Angeles Times says the transgender spa customer has the same rights as those biological women, and if you've got a problem with that, you are a bigot. That's what the Los Angeles Times editorial board, the entire editorial board, wrote a story about this. And they say that you are the problem. Now, there's another story out of London, and this one is a doozy. And I will do my best to try and clean this up for our audience. But there was a public library in London. I'm trying to call this up on my computer. And they were having a transgender storybook hour. A man showed up for the event dressed in a spandex rainbow suit, dressed as a, quote, rainbow dildo butt monkey. We are posting photographs of this on our website. I would encourage you, if you are easily offended, do not take a look at the rainbow dildo butt monkey that was a featured guest at Drag Queen Story Hour at a library in London, England. The library has since issued an apology. They said, "We apologize for inviting the rainbow dildo butt monkey to perform for the children." No, I'm not making this up, Grace. I'm not making this up. You've seen the photograph.
Yeah, I just looked at this again, and you are correct.
You cannot not see that.
Yeah, no. Look at your own risk.
The library is one of the performers dressed in a rainbow monkey suit, exposing a fake buttocks and a fake, well, something else. And according to the Daily Mail, the rainbow butt monkey was entertaining the children. The library said during an event put on at the library today, there was a performance by a carnival arts company. Unfortunately, it's okay, Grace. Unfortunately, just don't let Merlot see it.
Oh.
Unfortunately, one of the animal costumes was inappropriate, and we were not aware of the time of the booking. We deeply apologize for the offense it caused. May I just say something here? If you are signing up people for your entertainment at the public library, and you're going down the list of performers, and the librarian says, oh, let's invite the rainbow dildo butt monkey. At some point during the booking process, would you not want to raise at least a few questions about what exactly the monkey was going to do? I just want to throw that out there. But again, there are people out there defending this. They're saying your children should be exposed to this, that your children should be exposed to the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. And what's wrong if a bunch of grown men want to groom little children? What's wrong with that? That's what they're asking. And any of us who have a problem with it, and yours truly, I have been reamed out by the LGBT mob over this. When, again, even the gay community finds this kind of stuff outrageous. But, you know, here's what needs to happen. And I just mean this just sincerely. All of you folks out there in the gay community, gay conservatives, just listen for a moment. Your voice needs to be among the loudest outraged at this kind of stuff. It's one thing to call into this program, but there need to be gay organizations. What about all you log cabin Republicans out there? Why aren't you out there condemning this kind of stuff? Because as one of our gay callers said last week, this reflects badly on all of us. It's a good point. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Michelle writes in on the Facebook Live feed. Todd, I'm blushing. My ears are burning. I need some prayer time. I think we all do, Michelle. We all do. It is crazy. Eileen Garland writes in, Todd, this is crazy. And she's absolutely right. But you know what? Conservatives, you need to understand what's happening in America. Church-going people, you need to understand what's happening in this country. We cannot restore great American values to this country if our heads are stuck in the sand. We just cannot do it. We cannot do it. All right, let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Debbie from Olive Branch, Mississippi, listening to us on KWAM. All right, Debbie, what's on your mind?
Well, you made the comment right before you went offline about why haven't people that are gay stepped up and said something about this.
The gay choir, yes.
The rainbow. But, yes, why? They're making, like, it's like they're making a mockery of gay people. And to me, it's their lifestyle. They chose it. But why just throw it out there and make it just, I don't know. And it surely is not for children by any means.
Oh, but Debbie, no, well, you and I know that, but that's the point, is that this really is about grooming small children. This is why they're doing these drag queen story hours for children as young as 2 years old. They want to expose the kids to this kind of behavior, thinking that if you can convince a two-year-old that this is normal behavior, they'll believe that for the rest of their lives.
Well, shame on those parents for them being in that library in the first place. You know, I've seen it. I know all about it. But for them to invite somebody in a rainbow suit with a dildo, please.
Yeah. And buttless, yeah, fake buttless parts, too. Yeah, terrible.
Monkey man, whatever.
Yeah, rainbow butt. What is it? Rainbow butt monkey dildo? I don't know. Anyway, Debbie, I got to tell you, I'm ready to go to church. I got to tell you, I'm ready to go to church. Thanks for the call, Debbie. We got to run. We got to take a break for the news. Jeez, hello, America. All right, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Interesting story coming out of Business Insider. There is a report that the RNC ordered their attorneys to abandon President Trump and the Trump campaign after the results of the presidential election. And at the center of all of this controversy is the RNC chairperson, Ronna McDaniel, and who is, by the way, the niece of Mitt Romney, and also Jenna Ellis, who is an attorney for President Trump at the time. And the RNC has denied this reporting, but Jenna Ellis says it's true, and she has the evidence. She says that that she had received an email regarding an email, by the way, from, and I want to read this from the Business Insider report, Justin Reimer, who was the RNC's chief counsel, emailed the Trump campaign lawyer, Jenna Ellis, questioning Trump's election fraud claims. And according to the report, Reimer wrote to his RNC colleagues asking why they were backing Trump's unfounded claims of election fraud, while also expressing the organization raised more cash battling Democrats than challenging election results. Ellis received the email while she was having dinner with Rudy Giuliani and the New York City Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik. And that led to a rather profane discussion about how shocked they were at what the RNC was doing. By the way, Ronna McDaniel has now blocked Jenna Ellis on Twitter. They are not responding to Jenna Ellis, who says it was true. The report is true. Also saying it was true, Rudy Giuliani and Bernard Kerik. And so a lot of people are wondering, why should we support the RNC if they are going to do this, or if they did this to Donald Trump? Now, look, I don't know. I haven't seen the email. So my recommendation is, Jenna Ellis, let's see the evidence. Put it out there. The report's already out there. Nothing to hide. And if it's true, then the RNC has a lot of explaining to do. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us from the great state of the South Carolina, Nancy Mace, Congresswoman Mace. Good to have you with us today.
And thank you so much for having me back on.
You know, when you hear this kind of reporting, it does make you wonder what is going on over at RNC headquarters.
Right. And the thing I think for all of us to remember is if there's going to be a report, then, you know, we should all have the ability to see what evidence is there, too. So this is the first I've heard of it. I don't know anything about it and haven't seen the email traffic either. You know, and I think that's an important part of the story that's missing as well. So we all have the facts.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is important that we all have the facts before we jump into something like this. But
And I hate us eat our own, right? I represent a swing district like several Republicans that flip seats in November. And the worst thing for us and those folks who are in that scenario, for us to be going at each other when we've really got to be united. We have a year and a half to save and change and save this country. Not a lot of time. And 2024 will be here before we know it. And we've seen how fast the Biden administration, being controlled by AOC and Nancy Pelosi, they've taken this vastly, you know, sharp left turn to socialism. And I was reading some article that was quoting Bernie Sanders yesterday. Don't like listen to this, but if you are a Democrat running on defunding the police, you're to the left of Bernie Sanders in this country. And there are a lot of them. So we've got real challenges ahead, and I want us to get the majority back. And when we get there in a year and a half, what are we going to do with it? I want us to be ready and prepared to do what we need to do to take us to a much better place in this country.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, you were in the headlines a couple of days ago. I mean, you have really been the target of death threats. You've been the target of vandalism at your home in South Carolina, and now you've done something about that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I have my concealed carry permit that I use down here in South Carolina. I'm about halfway through getting it for the District of Columbia. But I'm not going to walk in fear. It doesn't feel good that I feel like I have to look over my shoulder wherever I go. But this political violence, these kinds of attacks have got to stop. And I'm not going to be intimidated. I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to protect my family. I'm going to protect the things that I believe in. They're worth protecting, and I will not back down.
Well, good for you. And I think that is the message, is that, you know, as conservatives, we've got to take a stand, and you've got a right under the Constitution to protect yourself and your family. And the idea that the Democrats are going out there and this rhetoric has got to be ramped down.
Yeah, it absolutely has. The rhetoric, I mean, rhetoric does have consequences. And I applied for my concealed carry permit back in December because of the threats that I was receiving, but I didn't feel like, hey, I needed to use it on a daily basis until they literally showed up on my front door. And it's different. It makes it's personal, it's violating, and it scared my kids. And that's not okay. There used to be this ability and opportunity in this country where you could have a debate and disagree, but not get attacked for it. And now, not only are there verbal attacks, but now there are physical attacks. I mean, just a few years ago, it was Steve Scalise who was shot, right? And most recently, you know, Rand Paul was hospitalized and missing part of his lung today. We have got to stop doing this. We're seeing cities being burned to the ground and people being attacked and businesses being attacked over the last year and a half. We need to hold these people accountable. When you break the law, there should be consequences.
No, well said. I would like to get your reaction, if I could, on what's happening in Cuba right now. The Biden administration putting out a statement, and according to Jen Psaki just a few moments ago, she said it was written in President Biden's own voice. So we don't even think he wrote the statement. This idea that our government would remain silent as you have freedom fighters on the streets marching for their civil liberties in Cuba. What's your take on that?
Well, if you've seen any video footage, it's remarkable. They're waving the American flag. The United States, for these people and millions of people around the world, we are a beacon of light, a beacon of hope, and a beacon of freedom and liberty around the world. And it's encouraging to see them come together and do this. And there's a reason why our country was so great. There's a reason why the founders were right when they drafted the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. I mean, they were onto something. And everybody wants what we have, and we cannot give it away.
No, you're absolutely right about that, Congresswoman. And we do appreciate you coming on the program today. Be safe out there, and thanks for fighting the good fight up on Capitol Hill.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, as always.
All right, Congresswoman Nancy Mace from South Carolina on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. It is fascinating, though, is it not, ladies and gentlemen? You have all of these freedom fighters that proudly fly our flag, knowing they could be beaten. They could be shot in the streets because they're flying Old Glory in defiance of their government. And meanwhile, here in the United States of America, you have these woke, lily-livered, spineless cowards who call themselves athletes, male and female, and whatever. And they're out there spitting on our flag, turning their back on our flag, laughing at our flag, and they think they can represent our nation in the United States Olympics. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said earlier in this program they should be disqualified. If you hate America, if you're not going to be a team player, you have no business being on the team. But it really does say something about who we are as a country, where you have these thug and thugettes out there burning our flag, dragging our flag in the streets, while freedom fighters in other countries are putting their lives on the line to fly Old Glory. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, so Jen Psaki over at the White House, she's on a tear. They're going after what she's calling the voter suppression laws in red states. Now, this is just, again, a bunch of hooey, but you need to understand the psyche here. She's saying that the onslaught of voter suppression laws in red states are the worst challenge to our democracy since the Civil War. So I guess the insurrection is over now. And what's even worse than the insurrection are the voter suppression laws in the red states. So you know what? I want to call the bet here. I'm going to call them out. Here's what I want to know. Grace Baker, I will open up my show to any black person who has, and we'll have to confirm this now, we just don't want anybody coming on the program, any black person in America who has been denied the right to vote, who has been denied the right to register to vote in the United States of America during the 21st century. So we're talking over the past 21 years. We're going to put that person on this radio program.
Sounds good. I will be ready.
It doesn't matter who they are. It could, I mean, whoever that person is, we're going to put them on this show.
Sounds good.
But you know what, folks? You're not going to hear that interview because it's never happened. Not a single black person has been denied the right to vote in the United States of America in the 21st century. Not a one. It's a load of hooey, grade A hooey, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, this grade A hooey is now infecting many of our churches. Now, you folks, and wow, what happened to my voice? Grace, I think I'm losing my voice.
I mean, you did give a big speech over the weekend and all.
I did a lot of public speaking.
All that talking.
A lot of public speaking. Now, you folks in Gainesville, Georgia, you know where Dallas, Georgia is. There's a mega church there. The guy is the guy you're about to hear is the executive pastor of ministry. His name is Paul Richardson. West Ridge Church in Dallas, Georgia. West Ridge Church in Dallas, Georgia. He led the congregation into a liturgical lament about racism. And he, and the guy's a white guy, and he's actually apologizing for racism. And he says that we need to go door to door, house to house, family by family, and apologize for our whiteness. Let's take a listen to Mr. The Weepy Pastor.
Terrence, today, the reason why I wanted us to do this lament together is because I'm just brokenhearted. And I'm broken for what I see in our country. I'm broken and I'm lamenting the ways that people have even come to me and continue to deny that there's an issue in our country and in our churches. There's a pastor somewhere who came after you who's standing to preach today. That's not the church that Jesus died for. Terrence, I've thought a lot about what I'm about to say.
All right, hold it together, man.
I want to say I'm sorry. I want to say I'm sorry for the ways that in my past that I have been a denier of this, that there's still racism in the body of Christ and in our country. Terrence, I can't apologize on behalf of the church. I'm not a senior pastor. You and I know how our pastor feels about this. He's made it clear he wants to see biblical reconciliation. I'm not an elected official. I can't apologize on behalf of a community or country. What I can do is apologize on behalf of my family. And maybe that's what we need to do. House to house, family by family, person by person. Say, man, I'm sorry. This is.
What? Are you kidding me? What is going on in the state of Georgia? What is going on in that church house?
He sounded like Joe Biden wanting to go door to door.
Exactly. May as well.
It's just, like, let's just knock out two birds with one stone. Okay.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for being a white person. By the way, have you had your China virus vaccine yet?
Might as well just knock it out in one fell swoop.
Got any guns in the house? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So Paul Richardson, who is the executive pastor of ministry at West Ridge Church in Dallas, Georgia, went on to lead a liturgical lament with an activist, a black activist by the name of Terrence Lester. And I've got to read some of this to you. The congregation actually had to repeat this stuff. I lament the fact that I have to be exhausted in this country because of racial trauma. I lament the fact I have to deal with psychological trauma from racial injustice. I lament the fact that I have white brothers and sisters who would rather stay in denial than use their voices to correct racial injustice. I lament the fact that a knee that people got angry over because a black athlete started taking a knee to protest racial injustice, but it was a knee that took the life of a black man on national television. What? So then the pastor starts. That's the black dude's lament. And then the white dude has to, the white guy has his laments. And he goes on to say, I mean, the guy was just weeping. And you heard a little bit about his lament there. That was his portion of the lament, the white guy's lament. Paul Richardson. So the guy's apologizing on behalf of his family. And I hate to ask this question, but it bears asking, Pastor Richardson, do you have racist in your household? If you are apologizing, if you are apologizing on behalf of your family, Pastor, who in your household is a racist? And this is what bugs me. And, you know, this stuff is going on in the Southern Baptist Convention, my denomination. This just drives me nuts. We've got all these millennial preachers who were indoctrinated in their seminaries. They were fed this evil disease called critical race theory. And now they've got their churches apologizing for being white and for not being woke. All I can tell you is if you go to the West Ridge Church in Dallas, Georgia, where Paul Richardson is the executive pastor of ministry, you need to have a conversation with, maybe you guys need to have a church meeting. And first of all, you need to find out if Paul Richardson, he's apologizing for racism. Has the guy been a member of the Klan? Has he said something inappropriate? Does he listen to rap music? Maybe he's watched all three movies of the Barbershop movie with Cedric the Entertainer. Maybe he has the entire collection of Madea movies. But we don't know what he's apologizing for, but he's apologizing for something about race. So clearly, Pastor Paul has done something. I mean, the guy was weeping. Grace Baker, I've never heard a grown man talk like that.
It sounded like he was having a mental breakdown.
Right there on the stage.
Now, by the way, what's wrong with watching the Madea movies?
Oh, well, I watch all the Madea movies, but if you're a white person, you could be accused of cultural appropriation.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good to know.
That's right. I'm just throwing out all the options because, again, we don't know the extent of Pastor Paul's egregious sins to the black people. We don't know, but he's apologizing for it. You just heard it. My recommendation, if you go to a church like this, you need to get the hell out of that church.
Hallelujah.
Because that's no church. Jesus is not in that church, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got a skedaddle here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Thank you, Medea. Tell you, and longtime listeners of the show, you know this is true. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. Somehow, it always goes back to food. And I'm going to tell you, if Glenn Story says, what are you doing for supper? Drop everything you're doing and go out to dinner. Because he took our team out a couple of weeks ago in Dallas to this incredible Italian restaurant and had an incredible time. Glenn Story, his lovely wife, Jenny, the founders of Patriot Mobile. Guys, welcome to the show. And what's for dinner?
Well, thank you for having us. And you know what? I'm ready to have dinner. And you know, a beautiful thing of that night is we sat there from 7 to midnight eating.
Unbelievable. And hearing some incredible stories, too, which I was, and we're going to talk about some of those stories during our segment today. But the thing about Patriot Mobile, and we're just honored to have you guys as a sponsor of our program, and we're excited to be partners. But what you're doing with Patriot Mobile is you're giving people an opportunity to support other causes. And I want you guys to tell us a little bit, take us through that process and how you came up with the idea.
All right. Well, you know, I won't go into the super details, but, you know, we started the business about 8 years ago because we found a company on the left supporting campaigns against the freedoms in the Constitution. And quite frankly, Colonel West was one of our was the reason we founded the business. And I will say this, we've done it because we can provide an alternative to big mobile and to give to causes that align with our customers' base.
And that's a big thing, because I can't tell you how many times I've been watching the news and I'll see, oh, so-and-so is using their profits to support Planned Parenthood. And I'm like, well, wait a second, that means the money I'm paying is supporting Planned Parenthood. And then there really aren't viable alternatives, but with you guys, you guys are the viable alternative.
We're the only alternative. We're America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider, and we will only give to causes that either support the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, sanctity of life, veterans, or first responders. And we're planning on giving about $500,000 this year to those causes so that their voices can be heard.
So one of those causes, you guys introduced me to a gentleman who they publish Bibles for overseas country. And I thought, that's my jam right there. I get so excited about that. Tell us a little bit about how you guys select those ministries and how you're helping those ministries.
Well, you know, God puts folks in front of us that is just amazing. You know, I don't believe in coincidence. And we went to church with this gentleman. I didn't know what he did. And we started talking, and he was like, yeah, we print Bibles and we distribute them. I was like, great. And I go, well, what are you doing? He goes, well, we print about 1.5 million Bibles a year and donate to folks that want the Bible, just contrary to what we see every day. We're taking Bibles out of schools in the state of Texas. Well,
in Ukraine and Eastern Europe, they're asking for Bibles. And he gives these Bibles away for free. When we started working with him, it was like 1 million Bibles a year. Now it's 1.5 million Bibles a year. The ministries of education are asking for more Bibles. And, you know, we are going to do everything in our power to help see his ministry basically grow. And he's also one of the investors in Patriot Mobile as well. Yeah. So, you know, it shows you we are Christian, like-minded folks that are part of this company.
And for me, you know, when I'm paying my Patriot Mobile bill, knowing that a portion of that is going to support, you know, one of these incredible causes, and that just makes me feel good. And it feels like you're a part of something much bigger than just, oh, I need a cell phone.
Right.
That's
exactly
right. And I want to go back to EEM for just a second. If you can imagine a Bible in a bookshelf, 1.5 million Bibles side by side in a bookshelf goes 10 miles down the road. And that was Bibles that he donates every year. It's God working on our behalf.
All right, here at CPAC, ladies and gentlemen, honored to have Glenn and Jenny Story, the founders of Patriot Mobile, have a question for you about critical race theory.
Sure.
The school districts have been inundated everywhere in America, and you guys were actually part of a school district that fought bad and really pioneered this effort of fighting back. Give us a blow-by-blow of what happened, what you guys did.
Yeah, so I'll go into it. And the real beauty of this is it's the mustard seed. It starts small and it blossoms. And one of our neighbors is really well-known and well-versed in this. And she had her name is Lee Walmsgans, and she had a website that had all of this critical race theory. Well, we met a couple of our neighbors, and we shared this. We set up a pack, and there's about 10 of us that set the pack up. We went out and interviewed about 20 candidates for school board, city council, and the mayor, and we put these guys together. And that background rate, we just got everybody out to vote. How many thousands, Jenny?
10,000 people voted in Southlake, and that's 45% of our city. And in most of these municipal elections, it's less than 10%. But the movement was so strong. I mean, we had thousands of people volunteering. Basically, what we were able to do was create an army, and an army to educate people around. There were a lot of people with good hearts that intend to do the right thing, but they didn't understand that critical race theory is actually dividing the United States. It's making people question relationships. It doesn't create unity. And we just had to spend the time to educate people. And when people understood what Southlake was putting into our school and our curriculum, they were floored, and they all got active. And it was absolutely beautiful to see everybody come together. And it's made national news because everyone wants to know what we did, and we're willing to share that with anybody who wants to know.
And it's a real violation of the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
I mean, what I love about this story is it's just folks in the neighborhood.
Yes.
You know, just rolling out the trash, talking to your neighbor, how things going? Not so good. Did you hear what's happening to the school? Know what's going on? And the next thing you know, you got a pack, and you've got thousands of people mobilized.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we didn't hear about critical race theory. Nobody knew about critical race theory last summer, but we were given this 35-page document, and we were given in very short notice. I remember reading the first page, and there's an italicized paragraph there about the definition of microaggressions, and I read it, and I said, oh my goodness, I'm microaggressing, and I don't even know it, because I'm unintentionally maybe snubbing people because I'm staring down at my phone, and I bumped into someone. And then the fact that they were going to track the kids, and it was going to be on their permanent record, it was just, it was actually frightening. And when people started, they didn't even have to get past page two or three to see that there was going to be long-term repercussions of our kids.
And Glenn, I'm a white guy from the Deep South, and I'm a Baptist, a Protestant, and I know my pronouns, so I'm just, you know, I trigger everybody. So I get it. I'm microaggressing all over the place.
That's right.
I'm curious, because you're right, I think a lot of people are wanting to know, well, wait a second, how did you guys do this, and how can we implement this? Is it even possible to implement this in our local communities? What do you tell folks?
Yeah, I think it's replicatable in any community. And it just, and I was at a, I gave a presentation the other day, and I said, look, yeah, our senators and our congressmen and the federal level and our state level, very important. But at the end of the day, if you do not take over the grassroots effort and control your city that you live in, and the education our children are getting, we lose.
Yeah.
And so I think that, you know, if you get a couple of strong people together and they share the word, you can really take back your cities.
And I think the key here is cooperation. You know, there's a lot of people who want to have their voices heard. You really need sometimes to sit back in the background and be one of the participants. You don't want, we don't all need to be leaders here. We all need, but we do need to cooperate. And one of the things that we do in Southlake is we have a team of folks that are always going to go speak at the school boards. You have to have a dedicated group of individuals that are willing to stand there in front of the microphone and know that you're going to get videotaped and not care. But you have to speak from your heart. You have to speak with kindness. And you have to work together. And you share talking points with one another.
It's the idea of being happy warriors,
yeah.
Right? You know,
yeah.
You get out there and you just fight the good fight. Where can folks go if they want to get information, reach out on how to do this and how to fight back? Where can they find that information?
Well, we're working on something like that we hope
all
to
right.
share. And I don't want to
I've heard rumblings. I've heard. All right. So why don't we do this? So when that happens, we're going to get you guys back on the show when we get back to Memphis. And we will we'll be sharing that information and getting the word out, because what you guys are doing is so vitally important. But most of all, you guys decided to step up. You put everything on the line, and at the end of the day, you won the fight.
Right.
Yeah. And that's
right.
Encouraging.
That's right. And I really and truly believe it's just the beginning, because I think folks from Phoenix have reached out just all across the country.
Yes.
How do we deal with this? And it's really just messaging at the smallest level. But I do have one request. When I'd like to do the show in Memphis so we can go out and have some great Memphis barbecue.
Oh, let me tell you now, we will be throwing down some barbecue.
I like that idea.
And we're going to throw in some barbecue bologna, which is it's an acquired taste, but you're going to acquire it quickly, Glenn. I can promise you that. We had Sarah Carter. I'm spilling the beans here. Sarah Carter, great friend of mine and great friend of the program. We brought her to Memphis. And Sarah is very petite. You know, she's on Fox News Channel. I took her to Central Barbecue, and she didn't even – normally folks go for the one meat platter. She was a three meat platter girl. She said, load me up.
I love that.
So, all right, we're going to have a lot of fun. Maybe even Beale Street Blues. All right, Jenny, we're planning a party. We're planning a trip here, a road trip.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Hey, anytime there's food mentioned, all of a sudden excitement level goes up a little bit.
But more importantly, we want people to get Patriot Mobile.
Yes.
And so where can folks go if they want to get a Patriot Mobile phone?
972-PATRIOT. We one of our folks in our U.S.-based office, we're in Dallas and Killeen, right outside Fort Hood. And or you can go to our website. You go to patriotmobile.com.
Love it.
Yeah, that's right.
Guys, so great to see you here at CPAC. God bless.
God bless you.
Yeah, thank you for having us, Todd.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, we had a chance to catch up with Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn at CPAC. Here's that interview. You know, it's, I mean, Tennessee, Texas, we've had this long-standing relationship, but
yes.
it sort of feels like home around here.
Well, it does feel like home, and I have a lot of Texan family. My husband is originally from Fort Worth, and I love reminding him there would not be a Texas without Tennessee having come to the rescue.
I love it.
Right.
You know, Senator, there's a lot of excitement here in the convention hall. I think people are ready to get out there and vote and save this country in 2022. What are you feeling here in the CPAC?
I feel the same thing. There is so much great energy. And as I have told people all week, we need this energy to continue through 2022 because we have to fire Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And really, you look at our freedoms are hanging in the balance because every day Joe Biden takes his pen and an executive order and restricts or eliminates a little bit more of our freedom. And when you listen to Pelosi and the squad and Bernie and Elizabeth and all the leftists, they are giddy with delight about pushing toward socialism. It is unbelievable to me.
I mean, the idea of, you know, the knock on the door, you know, you had your vaccine? I mean, this is something you would expect in a socialist country.
Yes. And I was all over social media with this. I couldn't believe Javier Becerra out there saying the government spent this money, therefore we have a right to know. I mean, it is every bit taxpayer dollars. The government would have zero if not for the taxpayer who earns that money and sends it to Washington. And then you have the government say, oh, we're taking credit. It is just unbelievable how over the top they are.
Taylor Swift.
I have
to tell you, we had people calling my national show saying, we stand in solidarity with Senator Blackburn. We have removed Taylor from our playlist. but what you had to say was so true. I'm just not sure they understand, if they embrace this ideology, what that's going to end up causing them and costing them.
And you look at the woke left, and you look at how far they are pushing. And Todd, what do we see every time a dictator takes control? Then your creative community has lost their creative rights.
Yeah.
And you look at Baryshnikov and his story, which in the Breitbart article, that's the example I used. He left because he did not want the dictates of a Soviet regime telling him how he could practice his craft. And he wanted to benefit from that, which, you know, you have to realize in our Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 8, it allows our creators and our innovators to retain the benefits of those creations. That is a part of their personal private property. And in socialist nations, that all belongs to the government. So I'm sure Taylor Swift is a lovely young lady. She is an incredibly talented young lady. And we have a difference of opinion. But I think that she and others in the entertainment community need to realize there are countries that will not allow their videos, their movies, their books, because they don't like the way the lyrics are, or they don't like the way the women dance, or they don't like the way the entertainers dance or perform, or they don't like the clothing, or, you know, they come up with all of these different reasons. And what we have to do is say, we believe in the First Amendment, your right to expression, and I support that.
No, I do too. And part of it is selfish, because, you know, if they're going to ban To Kill a Mockingbird or Little House on a Prairie books, one day they're going to come after my books. And so
That's
it's
right.
not that much of a stretch. So I think we all have to stand together. And
right.
And I know that there are so many people out there that respect and appreciate the strong stand that you're taking on this issue.
Well, we are going to continue to talk about it. Freedom is very precious. Ronald Reagan always reminds us we're one generation away from losing our freedom. Every generation has to fight. So for me, I wake up every day. I'm a happy warrior, freedom fighter for the cause of liberty and for our faith, family, freedom, hope, and opportunity.
And you know, the last part of this, and we'll wrap the interview here, but the last part of that Reagan quote talks about how we do not pass this along in the bloodstream.
That's
We've
right.
got to fight for it. And that's why it's so important that we stand up to these ideologies like critical race theory in the classroom, because that really is changing the fabric of who we are as Americans.
You know, Todd, it really is. And many times I people will say, what do you think is driving this? And here's the deal. I think that moms and dads in their work life have had to put up with some of these tendencies, this diversity, inclusion, equity provisions from their company, and they're going, hey, wait a minute, you might do this to me during my work day, but you are not going to do this to my kid. And we're going to push back on you. And honestly, I think that's why you're seeing parents rise up and, pardon me, run for school boards and say, pardon me, Todd, and say, we are not going to put up with this.
Well said, Senator Marsha Blackburn. We gave her a bottle of water after that, so she looked a little parched. But anyway, if you would like to hear more of our interviews, we're going to air some of those tomorrow from CPAC. Had some great conversations. Senator Bill Hagerty will have his interview tomorrow on the show. ToddStearns.com. Check out our website, folks. Lots of great information there. And also, just a reminder, our Daily Biscuit, now the number one Christian inspirational book in America, The Biscuit Book. We've got to stay number one, and the only way we can do that is if you get out there, buy a copy or two or three or four, and help us stay on top of the bestseller list. All right, folks, been a great day. Get out there. Be good, America.